You know what you're doing?
Hey y'all, it's Coffee Color Couple back at it again, April 8th, 2018. How are you, Corinne?
I'm good. We took a little break, but back with something really exciting, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A couple of life events went down, and now we're back.
Taking it all in stride.
Taking it all in strides, yes. So, what is the topic today, Corinne?
So, we've got this interesting new segment today, coffee-colored consumer. So, we have a black product here today.
Super cool.
It's really cool.
Can't believe you found this.
Yeah. So, Philip Ashley Chocolates. It's a black chocolatier based out of Memphis, and he created a Wakanda Forever sampling of chocolates, and they're really beautiful, really well done. The shine on some of these pieces is impeccable. You can tell that he has really
He's
great
super talented.
Technique, really talented. Yeah. And the flavors that he paired and matched really are well thought out, and we really liked it. So we're going to get into it.
I might actually steal some of these ideas.
Right? So, yeah. We'll get into it right when we get back.
And we are back.
Hey.
Before we begin on this epic journey,
taste extravaganza.
I will say that it is amazing that Black Panther has inspired so many industries so many African American / Black excellence in so many different industries. We're delving into the food industry, which is obviously
wheelhouse.
Yes, our wheelhouse. And smelling these chocolates right now, you can just tell this gentleman is very, very talented.
Yeah, like literature, black literature.
Yes.
Children of Blood and Bone, Tommy Adeyemi.
Yes.
That's a great example of just how this is a time that's so exciting, and there's like this resurgence of black pride, and it's really...
Yes.
Amazing to be a part of.
It's a breath of fresh air to know that we're more than, you know,
these stereotypes.
Yes, that, watermelon and fried chicken.
Right.
Delicious, but
right.
Not the only thing we're into. So, let's delve in.
Sure. So I'm gonna talk about some of the flavors. Like we have six samples here. From the Philip Ashley Designer Chocolate Collection.
This box, Wakanda Forever. It's so cool.
The
If you
the
look
detail,
at it too close, it messes with your eyes.
Yeah. It's kind of got this...
African-esque
design
on the outside.
Kente cloth.
Yes, kente cloth. It's exactly
wrapping and like some nice sleek black boxes. And that have housed six samples. So
it was well thought out.
Yeah, really.
Exactly what he's getting into.
He's doing great things. So number one. Drum roll. It's a heart-shaped herb.
Masala chai Uganda vanilla.
Wakanda vanilla?
What?
Oh, Uganda vanilla.
Uganda.
Gotcha.
I'm going to say Wakanda. It's the same thing.
No. respect. Shout out to Uganda. Okay, here we go. Trying it. So, I'm definitely feeling the vibranium. Okay, the heart-shaped herb coursing through me.
Feel like you may be
I'm changed, you know. The flavor kind of just deepens as you digest, and it kind of settles on your taste bud. It's really nice.
I'll be honest, that was a tough one to start off because it's a very robust flavor, but it's very, very tasty.
Yeah, really good. The chai was kind of pronounced,
Solid
but also
chai.
The vanilla, very... balanced, making the chocolate very balanced.
He's that good vanilla bean.
Yeah.
Mercy.
Wakanda, yeah. Uganda, vanilla.
That Wakanda vanilla.
Okay. So next we have...
Mango Habanero. Killmonger.
Killmonger classic right here.
Killmonger is my favorite character in the movie.
Okay. He would love Killmonger. Okay, here we go.
This one looks cool.
Yeah, it's got a copper finish.
Gold spray or something.
With some red accents.
The blood, okay.
Whoa.
Uh-huh.
Mmm.
A lot of mango.
Mm-hmm. Fruit forward. But the heat comes in.
Gentle.
Mm-hmm. It's really nice. Very good pairing with the dark chocolate, I would have to say.
I think he depicted Killmonger very well.
Yeah.
A little mouth rinse for you. It's a good one to wine tasting.
Next, we have...
Blackberry molasses.
And that would be the Dora Milaje. What does it say?
This is your favorite.
Yes! The armored, adored, enamored.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's them. Okay, ready?
Oh, goodness.
Ready?
Yes. Down the hatch. Blackberry molasses, huh?
Hmm. Okay. Okay.
I love me some blackberry.
Yeah.
So.
The molasses. I definitely get the molasses first with that one. Kind of a rich flavor that really kind of picks up the chocolate notes, like the roasted, the toasting, so forth. Less blackberry, more molasses for me, but.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe still tasty. Maybe that's why I was looking for blackberry. It was delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they say women are better tasters, but that's fine.
You think so?
Just leave that there. It's scientifically proven, guys.
All right. Which one's next?
We have the vibranium.
Vibranium. You had to say it like that, otherwise it doesn't count.
Vibranium. Sounded a little Russian on my bad. My bad.
It's okay. Putin would be so happy.
Oh my gosh. He's probably listening. Anyway. So we've got...
You were out of control. Thanks, Trump. Anyway,
octagonal chocolate shape with some silver leaf on top. I feel
that's
fancy.
That's genuine silver leaf.
Okay.
Seen gold leaf. I haven't seen silver leaf, actually, to be honest with you.
Really?
Roasted cow-cow nibs. You have to say cow-cow.
You have to say cow-cow? You got to. It's not cacao?
It's cacao. All right, eat the chocolate.
Cacao. Cacao.
Cacao.
Okay, here we go.
Ooh, this is a soft one.
Mmm.
Tastes like Snickers.
Giving me... Wow. You're the worst. I'm giving me texture, the nibs. Mm. Ooh.
Smooth.
Mm-hmm.
But also has plenty of texture.
Deep flavor.
Yeah.
I think the nibs and the dark chocolate definitely reverberate off each other. The reverberating vibranium. Say that 5 times fast.
Yeah, try it.
No, I'm good.
You're good.
But yeah, nice chocolate.
Yeah. So he's doing the thing.
He's doing his thing.
Philip. All right,
next.
Spiced banana caramel. Shout out to my boy M'Baku.
Don't do this. If you want, go for it.
Well, it's big, strong black men, okay, in power, so I'm sure.
He's a vegetarian.
Is he?
So you can,
All right, take everything I said back. I'm sure.
No. Joking. What you can take from that is you don't need meat to secure your masculinity, okay? M'Baku is the most masculine dude, and he don't even eat meat, so take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah, but cow is so good.
Anyways, go ahead and...
Spiced banana caramel. Here we go.
Here we go. Down.
Oh, this is really pretty, though. This is really pretty.
It's got, like, a yellow hint hue on the top.
Philip actually paints these. Like, it's insane.
Wow. Spices right there. Mm. As soon as it touches your tongue, you get spices. You're getting warm spices. Nutmeg.
Yeah, a lot of nutmeg. Whew, mercy.
Yeah, cinnamon. Maybe a little allspice.
Yeah, definitely allspice.
But, delicious.
Some of the spices I would like to have super tasty, but, some of the spices I would like to have had in the masala chai, Uganda vanilla one.
Okay.
Just because of when I think of chai, it's...
So you think it's kind of like...
The
flavors are really similar in those two?
Maybe you got it backwards. Maybe you put it in the wrong place.
It's very possible.
I'm joking.
I don't think so. Come on, man. Don't do that to me.
All right, and the last and final but not least, chocolate here.
Got the Shuri special. I don't know Shuri, I said it like that.
Bread.
Shuri special.
Sure. Roasted peach honey goat cheese dark mousse. Holy cow. Okay. Was it a leopard?
Yeah, I got a little
leopard print on there?
Yeah.
That's your favorite in college. Remember that? Everything you ever wore?
Listen.
Ever?
A girl has one pair of flats with an animal print.
And a dress. And a shirt.
It was an outfit. It was a look.
It was a look. You're getting ready for Black Panther. 2012. Good for you.
Wow.
That's a really good one. Peach and goat cheese. What's up? Honey?
I'm not really getting goat. I'm definitely getting peach and honey.
I can taste a little Chevrolet in there.
Ooh.
Babe?
What's up?
I think you got these backwards.
No way.
I'm just kidding. But I will continue to say that throughout the day.
Yeah. Because you're a hater. No hateration or holleration in this chocolatisserie, okay? So, chocolate tasting is done. That was really... fun.
It was a journey.
Yeah.
Culinary journey.
For sure. I definitely felt, if you closed your eyes, could you feel like you were in Wakanda?
I felt like I was in my birthplace, yes. Absolutely.
Were you in the ancestral plane?
Correct.
Eating those chocolates? But yeah, just some kind of like miss points. For me personally, it took a while for these chocolates to come from Memphis, which I understand, you know, that's quite a journey.
You're a very understanding person, though.
But I think we ordered these like 2 months ago. They just came like last week, so.
But they also are all pieces of art.
Yeah.
Works of art. So, yeah. I mean,
and he's very busy. He's got a lot of corporate
he's a one-man partners. Show, isn't he?
I think he has a few, but it doesn't look like he has a big team, so.
Right.
We understand that. Small businesses, you know.
Philip Ashley, thank you for making a outstanding product.
Yeah, for our first kind of coffee-colored consumer product review, I'm really happy.
Yes.
And we are definitely looking forward to having more chocolates by you. The way, just from kind of perusing his like social and website, the way he really connects with people in Memphis, other small businesses, locally sourced ingredients and products, that's really, you know, something that we look forward to seeing and like seeing in products, and always supporting Black businesses makes us very happy. Yeah. Right, babe?
That is correct. Black businesses and small businesses especially.
Yeah, for sure.
People don't do it enough.
Yeah. So.
That is our spiel.
Yeah. Coffee Colored Consumer product review number one.
What?
Yeah. It's a fun time. Well, that wraps up the show for today.
That is correct.
We'll put some of Chef Ashley's deets in the description for this episode so you can check him out. Unfortunately, Wakanda, not forever in this case, because he's not making these collections of chocolates anymore. So
limited time only.
It was a limited time only, but check his stuff out. He's got some really great creative
products. Yeah, he has new stuff coming out all the time, too.
New stuff.
So, very creative.
Signature collections. You can even get super designer artsy chocolates made, so check him out.
Yeah, super artsy.
All right. That'll do it. Thanks, guys.
Bye.